We continue our reading of the Gospel of Matthew, coming today to chapter 3. Matthew chapter 3, the entire chapter. Now, this is an important chapter. It records a great event, namely the ministry of John the Baptist. And John came in the form of Elijah to call the people to repentance because the Messiah was about to come. And this is exactly what happens. And it's interesting, his baptism of repentance, which is not Christian baptism. Christian baptism is instituted by Jesus at the end of Matthew's gospel. But it seems that the practice at the time was that Gentile proselytes to Judaism, you're a Gentile, you want to be treated as a Jew, they would have you be baptized. It was a way of saying you're washing away your former identity. And you're repenting. It's very clearly here, a baptism of repentance preparatory to the coming of the Lord Jesus. Well, you see how offensive that is. Because John the Baptist is telling the people of the Jews that they're not Jews. That they're like the Gentiles. That they need to be redeemed into the people of God. And they need to deal with the problem of their sins. Well, as you imagine, this was not exactly popular with the religious establishment. And here we see the beginning of what will become the great conflict that will result in the crucifixion of Jesus. The Pharisees and the Sadducees come up. And they don't even get to speak, and John's all over them. And he is going to accuse them of hypocrisy. You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath of come? John assessed that they were not coming with hearts that were tender before the Lord. It's a political move. It's the ritual thing. They're doing it out of convenience. And he points out that though he baptizes with water, the one who's about to come, of whom he's not worthy, will baptize with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Now that's a reference to the fulfillment that will happen at Pentecost. But it's also pointing out that Jesus will give not merely a ritual of repentance, he will give a new heart. Jesus will come, and by the Holy Spirit, people will be born again, and he's anticipating that coming. Well, who should show up at the River Jordan to be baptized, much to John's astonishment, but Jesus of Nazareth, his very self? And John doesn't want to baptize Jesus. He says in verse 14, I need to be baptized by you. And do you come to me? What John's talking about is the sinless nature of Jesus Christ by virtue of the virgin birth. And the fact that Jesus had Jesus of all people, had perfectly kept God's law every day of his life. He alone did not need to repent in any way. And it's for our blessing that we read Jesus saying, let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us in order to fulfill all righteousness. Well, the righteousness Jesus was coming to fulfill was not his, but ours. And here we have the second Adam taking up his mediatorial work. He's going to live the life that we should have lived, where Israel had failed. And you'll have him going into the desert for 40 years, for 40 days in the next chapter. He's walking in the steps of God's people, and he's fulfilling God's law on our behalf so that when he dies, his righteousness can be imputed to us. Isaiah foretold of this, he was numbered with the transgressors, and that was first fulfilled when Jesus received on our behalf the baptism of repentance. Well, God the Father showed up, and the heavens were break open, and God the Father says, this is my Son in whom I'm well pleased. And the Holy Spirit comes upon Jesus to equip the human nature of Jesus with the ministry of the Holy Spirit for his mediatorial office. Now, lastly, this is an important verse in the doctrine of the Trinity. All through church history, the doctrine of the Trinity has been countered by what's called modalism. It's still with us today. And it says there's only one God, and he acts in three different modes. But he puts on one. Sometimes he's the Father, sometimes he's the Son, sometimes he's the Spirit. Just depends on how the one God wants to display himself. Well, here we see three distinct persons acting at the same time. God the Son, in the person of Jesus Christ, is being baptized. God the Father speaks from heaven. God the Spirit descends as a dove. This becomes an important teaching of the doctrine of the Trinity. Well, with these things in mind, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving Word, the third chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. In those days, John the Baptist came, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." For this is he who was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah when he said, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." Now John wore a garment of camel's hair and a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region about the Jordan were going out to him, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit in keeping with repentance. And do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children for Abraham. Even now the axe is laid at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he consented. And when Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on him. And behold, a voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.